Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, come on in. Stay a while. Spend some time with John Smoltz, Hall of Fame pitcher, working for the MLB Network. Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated will stop by as well. Have a poll question, play of the day, a couple of stats of the day. Your phone calls are welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to our great radio affiliates, including the Fox Sports Radio lineup. And you can watch on youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. It's been pretty good news this week for the sports leagues coming back. The NBA is coming back. NHL is back. MLS is back. NFL still on target to open his schedule. There's one exception that's becoming even more glaring every single day. Where is baseball? It's gone from, you know, maybe they're just negotiating, they'll work all of this out, to players and owners really don't like each other. Maybe they salvage something here. It's hard to believe that they would forego an entire summer. But at least publicly, nothing positive is coming out. Both sides seem entrenched in their point of views. And they canceled the season back in 1994. No World Series, and the sport suffered. And if not for Cal Ripken's streak and Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire's home run record chase, I don't know where we would be right now. I'm not sure that they ever really recovered from 1994. Not coming back now would risk falling even farther down the sports food chain. Hopefully it's all posturing and baseball will come back soon. But as of today, hard to feel confident. Baseball knows what it's doing or where it's going. There are proposals. It went from the players won over 100 games, the owners would like to have 50 games, and then we thought, well, of course, they'll meet in the middle. Now you're talking about a 48-game schedule, the owners. Owners talking about how much they lose every single game without having fans in the stands. Still have revenue from local TV deals. But if you're a player, especially a pitcher, and I said there's going to be a 48-game regular season, are you going to risk that? 25% of a season for 25% of your salary. And if I'm a pitcher, a starting pitcher, I would really have to question that. Now, you do have the safety precautions you have to factor in, but let's just look at the monetary aspect of this. If I'm a pitcher, do I want to risk going out there, rushing to get in shape, Now the 50-game schedule, 48-game schedule. How are you going to use me? If I'm an ace, are you going to use me even more? Because with 50 games, we might have a chance to make the playoffs. We might have to a chance to win our division. You might be using somebody a little bit more than you normally would. What are the pitching rotations going to look like? If I'm a hitter, I'm okay with this. But a pitcher, I really have to question this. Just from that aspect. Now, we can talk about COVID-19 and safety precautions. I do believe that baseball will be able to do that. Being an outdoor sport, you're not in contact with each other. I do believe baseball will be able to provide some kind of safety precautions there. But if I'm a pitcher, I would really question, do I want to come back for this? This program is brought to you by the great folks at LegalZoom. You don't have to leave your home. They will make sure you can take care of your loved ones. That's why LegalZoom has made it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today, the right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. McLovin, you got a poll question for me today.
Okay, so the NBA is coming back. They have afternoon games and night games, apparently, in the regular season. Which team will get the most primetime games? I'm only going to give you actually two choices, unless you can think of anybody else. Is it going to be the Lakers or the Pelicans?
Lakers.
I think it'll be the Pelicans, because at the beginning of the season, it was Pelicans, 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 Pelicans.
Well, I think they're going to get a lot more airtime than they deserve, but you do have Zion, and this is marketing. This is PR. This is get our product out there. We want you watching. We want you engaged, and let's enjoy Zion while you can. But the Lakers are going to get the most primetime games.
I would think they know they have the Lakers in the playoffs. That's why maybe they push Zion. But, okay, who gets the least? Let me give you these choices.
Oh, boy.
I know. You don't like to be me, but let's be honest here. Spurs, they're a strong contender there. The Magic, the Wizards. And I know you and Seton love the Kings, so I don't know if I could put them on the list. But,
well, I like the Kings, but it's always a train wreck, you know, because I thought they were going to make the playoffs this year. Do I get credit for them almost? Like, they're sort of almost in the playoffs.
They could make it.
Yeah. Paulie?
We're giving that to you.
You are?
Yeah, and it's time and day. Yeah, we're giving that to
ding,
you.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. I needed that.
But are there two less watchable teams than the Wizards and the Spurs? I'm sorry. This is mean.
You can throw the Magic in there as well.
They got Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, they do.
He dunked off a mascot a couple years ago.
I like how whenever anybody says anything about Orlando, well, they got that guy who lost the slam dunk contest. Yeah, that guy, Aaron Gordon. Hey, come on down. Let's watch Mo Bamba.
Don't they have, and Jonathan Isaac, they just keep collecting like top five picks. I don't know what they're all doing down there. Should be for Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
Yeah. See there?
Yeah. That's impressive.
No idea where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I just saw like the five different field houses. That's how I describe them, where the NBA's going to be playing down in Orlando. You ever watch Summer League basketball?
Yeah.
And there's a mishmash of people there, and it's kind of quiet, and it feels like a casual run. It doesn't feel that serious because the setting. Or you ever watch those like Chaminade tournaments in college basketball where there's not that many people? These are going to be empty gyms that are also small. But the players are going to be wearing their full uniforms. Like, they're going to be look like they're in the middle of the NBA Finals. But they're replaying it like junior college type facilities.
Well, they've had this in Vegas, but they had crowds there. They had summer league games in Orlando, and there's no depth to the arena. There's no ambiance there. I don't know what they're going to do with the cameras to dress it up a little bit. The angles can help a little bit there. You know, can you get a different look to this? And I think that would be important with the NBA. I guess the players are going to be housed in one hotel, because there was talk that, hey, you're going to get to pick your hotel depending on your seed here. Now you got all of these NBA players in one hotel. It's the NBA's real world here.
That's a Brian Windhorst report, that they're all staying in one hotel, yeah. Because it makes it easier to contain the safety precautions.
And I guess that you can get, they're calling it in the bubble. You can get out of the bubble to go play golf. I don't know how much socializing you're going to be able to have. This is going to be a fascinating test. It really is. Like, how do we make this happen? Remember, you know, we see these movies where somebody is living in a bubble. And you know, hey, can you survive in a bubble? How long can you survive in a bubble? Didn't they have a show where it's like you were under glass for...
Well, Biodome.
Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin and Pauly Shore. Oh, classic.
Yeah. Underrated.
One of the great movies.
And there was a 70s movie about a bubble boy, right?
That's different.
Okay.
That was John Travolta. Yeah. he was one guy.
Boy in the bubble.
Yeah, boy
in a bubble. Boy in a plastic bubble.
Yeah, boy in a bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. All right, so that's what's happening with the NBA. They at least have a plan, and they're going to be able to, I guess, roll this out at the end of July. Home court advantage, there is no home court advantage. And I wonder, and I want to ask Chris Mannix about this, there are have to be a couple of teams that you're looking at as spoilers here. Because remember, you had players, the Bucks did this with the Greek Freak. They were load managing the Greek Freak this season. He was playing 30 minutes a game. Kawhi Leonard, load managing. All of that, that's gone. That's not an advantage because everybody has been on. Everybody is load managed thanks to the coronavirus. You don't have that advantage with Kawhi. He's fresh coming back for the playoffs. The Greek Freak the same way. You know, James Harden might benefit because normally he's run down by the time we get to the postseason. Load management, not going to factor in this year. Yeah, McLovin.
I don't know if that's a poll question, but I feel this, the empty arena is so unfair to the number one seeds, both the Bucks and the Lakers. I know I'm not saying asterisk or anything, but it just feels like a real misjustice that they work so hard to get the one seed.
I don't know what else you could give them, though. I mean, desperate times, desperate measures. We just have to get through this season. Hopefully you get true championship caliber basketball in the finals, the Eastern Western Conference finals. Hopefully. But then there's part of you that's saying, you know, are the Celtics one of those sneaky outlier teams where you go, man, they're one of the younger teams in the NBA, but they can win it all. Does Philadelphia, with Ben Simmons coming back, are they going to be ready to go? Will they be healthy enough? You know, is Toronto going to be a sneaky team? Like you want to know who can start in right away and be good because you have 8 regular season games and then the playoffs start. And there were certain teams at the end of the year where you started to see some progress, certainly with the Pelicans. But I don't know if where they are to win that many games and then the matchups to try to be a spoiler there. But I do think that you have one or two teams that could be, wow, I didn't expect that. Yeah, McLovin.
One team shot up dramatically in the Vegas odds yesterday. I saw this story. The Brooklyn Nets, they're afraid that they don't want to get caught flat-footed if KD does come back. So it shot up crazy high. Would that be amazing? I know I'm being fantasy here. But
is Kyrie playing?
They say they don't. The story said Vegas doesn't want to get caught if Kyrie and KD come back. They don't know anything that no one else does.
I haven't heard much about Kyrie. I've heard a lot about KD in that he looks good, but we haven't seen him in game-like situations here. I guess if you're thinking he's healthy, everybody signs off on it. He feels healthy. You got a chance to maybe steal the Eastern Conference. I guess you do. I mean, if Kyrie and Durant come back, you have a chance to steal the Eastern Conference. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you've been saying for months that you wouldn't even consider having Durant back, but with this new policy and the season being even a month later than we expected a while ago, the Nets are a 7th seed, but now that seeding is gone as far as home court advantage, which they would not have had at all in the playoffs.
But
you could steal something. You could, like you said, you could steal a title, maybe.
But the concern I have is you have the games are not spread out now. And if you're bringing back guys who have been injured, certainly with an Achilles with Kevin Durant, he doesn't get a rest period of 2 or 3 days in between games. You're going to have a finite amount of time to get all of these games in there. And that would be my biggest concern if you're bringing back somebody from that kind of injury. Durant might be ready to go, but can he play back-to-back games? Can Kyrie play back-to-back games? And is it worth the risk with this kind of season under these circumstances? And that's why I would caution against it. Yeah, McLovin.
You know how when the NFL comes back, a lot of guys have soft tissue injuries? Don't you afraid they're going to ramp up so fast and be at intense levels that they're going to be blowing out knees and things?
Can you help somebody help themselves? Durant's going to want to play. And then you have to say, no, you only get to play 25 minutes. Now there's a game, hanging in the balance. Do I put him in? Because all of these games mean so much now. That would be the risk that I would have. The risk and the reward is not great enough. Let's say something happens to Durant. Now I've lost him for another year, or something happens to Kyrie. Brooklyn should just pace itself. Okay, you have time. Don't rush. And this is not the year to try to do this. 60-1, I believe, is what... they went from 150, I believe, the Nets, to 60-1 to win it all?
Well, this quote from Caesar saying he didn't want to post 150. I'll find out what they were before this.
Okay. Yeah, Caesar's director of trading, Jeff Davis, says, I would rather be cautious and deal 60-1 than get hurt when we hear the news Durant and Irving are returning. I don't want to post 150-1 odds. And the problem is you take a bet of a couple of thousand and it pays 300,000 and you're stuck if Durant is good. This according to Caesars. Do you have the odds there? I haven't seen the updated odds.
There's another part in the story. According to Doug Kazarian of ESPN, the Nets odds were as high as 750-1 when both Durant and Irving were ruled out for the season. I'll try to get the whole odds, but that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, Paul.
Kevin Durant, he injured his calf a year and a month ago, May 7th, 2019. If he does not play in this abbreviated NBA season, and next season it gets pushed back to use Christmas as a starting date, he will have not played competitive basketball in 1 year, 7 months, and 3 weeks. Closer to 2 years than 1 year. 1 year, 7 months, and 3 weeks. And he knows this. Like he's aware of this as he's sitting doing his rehab.
Yeah, but I'm okay. Given that Achilles injury, and they talk about 9 to 12 months, but it's probably more like 12 months. And to be able to come back from that, and what's he going to be like when he comes back? I would love to ease him in more than just, hey, let's play 8 games. Now let's get ready for the postseason. And if Kyrie comes back, I haven't seen a time frame for Kyrie. I haven't seen any update on Kyrie. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, they have the whole list of odds here from Caesars. Lakers 1, Bucks right behind them, and then Clippers right behind them. So Lakers at plus 200, which is 2-1, I guess.
Who would surprise me in there? Is there anybody who's higher than you would expect or lower than you'd expect with those odds? Wait, what are the Pelicans odds?
Pelicans and this are plus 5,000.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Here's a sneaky team. I like to look at point differential. The Dallas Mavericks are the 7 seed in the West, traditionally 7 seed. They're 40-27. Nothing special, but they beat their opponents by an average of 6.1 points per game. That's top 3 in the West. That's almost the same as the Clippers. Their point differential and their wins.
They're the highest scoring team in the league. And you got an experienced coach. You know, Porzingis started to round into shape, and then you got, Luka's sensation. But, you know, I don't know who Dallas would be matching up with. And that's always interesting to see. Yeah, that's where you start to look at a team that could surprise somebody. It's going to be because of a matchup. You know, the team that they're facing might be a better regular season team, but in a 7-game series, you might match up better with that team. Your strategy, somebody, you know, if you're facing the Rockets in a 7-game series with Russell Westbrook and James Harden going full tilt, and if they happen to capture some magic there, then maybe, you know, Houston could be one of those teams that, given this format, could surprise people. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, you're right. The next tier are two teams you mentioned. The Celtics and the Rockets are at 15-1. They're the next tier after those big three teams.
Yeah, the Celtics would be somebody that... Like, I would put money on the Rockets just because I think there's some fascination there, curiosity, and that's not an easy matchup. The Rockets either... You know, they either win or they beat themselves, it feels like. And if they happen to get it all together in a 4-game, you know, for 4 games to win, I think the Celtics are sneaky too. You know, I could see the Celtics winning the East. Yeah, McLovin.
We're putting together, we're collecting money now. We're going to put a team bet together.
Let's call our guy. Let's get out on the playoffs.
But you got to go dark horse, right? You can't go like, what kind of, would you take, I don't want you to get into this, Dan.
No, I can't.
Would you take a top 10 team or like a 10 to 15 team?
I would go Celtics, Rockets.
Yeah.
If I was going to do something interesting. And I would take Portland as a long shot.
If you bet.
If I bet.
Do you want us to bet and just...
No.
I'll put in 50
no,
for you.
No, I told you that story of a friend of mine, and we were having beer and wings, and it was a Monday night. And he said, who do you like? Now, that always triggers something in me that I get nervous. Who do you like? I go back to Pete Rose in the 1986 playoffs between the Mets and the Astros, and he says to Bob Costas and me, at the top of the dugout steps, the Mets dugout, who do you like? And Bob and I looked at each other going, I'm not going to. Are you going to? And we didn't say who we liked because we knew Pete was going to go bet. So fast forward to a couple of years ago, friend sits down. He goes, who do you like tonight? And I said, oh, gosh, I don't know. Raiders? He goes, all right. He goes, order me a beer. He goes outside. He comes back. He goes, I go, where'd you go? And he goes, oh, just on the phone. I had to put a dime on the Raiders. I go, no, no, don't put, no. Now I have to sit and watch this game. And he didn't give me any money when he won, but I was going to get blamed probably if he lost.
Wait, who won the game?
The Raiders covered.
Yes.
And I went, oh, my God.
Then he's going to bug you like again and again.
Well, I get that. I get that all the time, and I just say, no, entertainment purposes only. Hey, I saw your Super Bowl pick. Would you put money? No, I would not put. I do it because I have to do it. I don't want to do it. Yeah, Paul.
What if we bet on the team that you like as your dark horse and not tell you? And if it wins, we tell you. And if it doesn't, we never mention it again. That's a good policy.
Whatever you do, I don't want to know about it.
Super.
And that's not just gambling, okay? Whatever you do, I don't need to know anything about it.
So you like the Kings at 200-1?
No.
Call my guy.
I do love the Kings. I don't know why, but that's a team that I do. I'll watch because I don't think anybody else watches. And I'll go, I got to. It's like, you know, I'm watching my son play and the team's not very good, but I feel like I have to. That's what I'm watching here. I'm watching the Kings and I just. I don't know. I'm just rooting for him a little bit there. All right, Chris Mannix will join us. We'll talk to him about, well, a few things. Give us that surprise team or teams that could create maybe a little bit of a run here in the NBA playoffs. 21 after the hour, just getting started on this Traeger Meat Friday. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Kevin Durant had a long layoff earlier in his career. He missed the last 2 months of the 2014-15 season with Oklahoma City. He went over 8 months without playing a game. In his first 7 games of the next season, he averaged 30 a game, shot better than 50%. Soon after that, he strained a hamstring and missed 6 games. Yeah, the rush to have him come back, I get it, that you feel like the Eastern Conference is maybe there for the taking. Yeah, I don't know about Kyrie. Did you get an update on Kyrie's health at all? Did anybody see anything on this? I mean, he is a man of mystery. But, yeah, we were talking about if Durant comes back. Vegas is already lowering their odds just in case Durant and Kyrie coming back. Chris Mannix covers the NBA, senior NBA writer from Sports Illustrated. His most recent column in SI, finally, the NBA has a format. Now the real work begins. Chris, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Dan?
Well, I'm trying to figure this Nets situation out. I've always felt, everything I've read is that Durant would not be coming back. We'll start there. Do you think Durant is going to be coming back?
I don't. And I think it would take an incredible reversal of direction for Durant to come back. You know, I've talked to people about this within the Nets organization. I've talked to, you know, Rich Kleiman, Durant's manager, and every conversation I've had has not left me feeling like the door was even open for something like this to happen. I mean, if it was a shoulder injury or a Steph Curry-like broken hand, you can have a different conversation. But you're talking about the most significant injury an NBA player could have, and then taking that player and dropping him after 7-8 regular season games and a 3-week training camp into the most intense atmosphere an NBA player can go through. And, you know, all I think about when you're thinking of that scenario is, didn't we just do that with Kevin Durant? Like, didn't he just deal with a major injury to his calf, come back, and then in one game pop his Achilles? I mean, the Nets have a 4-year investment in Kevin Durant. Even if he came back, I wouldn't make the Nets a favorite. You don't come back from an Achilles injury and look like the same player you once were. So what is the point in rolling him back out there in a truncated season, postseason, you know, just to roll the dice and hope you catch lightning in a bottle? No, it's going to be an incredibly long layoff for Kevin Durant once the next season starts. But the risk to me, Dan, and I think to the Nets and Kevin Durant, is not worth the reward.
Given the fact that we have a smaller postseason, 8 games regular season going in, give me one or two teams that you think, and with no home court advantage, that this team might play the role of spoiler either in the East or the West.
Well, to me, it's Philadelphia in the East, and
you know, the Sixers had plenty of problems this year, even before, you know, Ben Simmons went down with that injury. But Ben Simmons is coming back. And, you know, that, you know, we always thought when it came to the Sixers that a defensive-minded team that doesn't rely on the three-point shot might have a shot in the postseason, not an up-tempo, necessarily high-volume three-point shooting team. Like, these playoffs almost are built for a team like Philadelphia. Like, when you have teams coming back, you're just not going to be able to get your skills sharp enough to be the kind of perimeter shooting team that you were prior to this. A lot of these players have not been even doing much in the way of one-on-one work. Some of them haven't even been shooting for the better part of the last couple of months. So you're going to see a lot of college basketball-like shooting numbers, I think, in the regular season and the postseason. If you're Philadelphia, you don't shoot threes. You don't care. You are a defensive team. You want to play 90s-style basketball where games are in the 80s and 90s. So I look at the Sixers, their chemistry is always an issue, but from a talent perspective, this might be perfect for them. Like, they could wind up being a team that not only wins the first-round series, but they could make a run all the way to the finals. Like, I think that this is just one of those weird scenarios that sets up really well for Philadelphia.
Wait, are you doing this because you know McLovin is so excited? What, McLovin?
I told you, and I take it back. I said, don't book Maddox today, you know, and now I think it totally paid off.
Book Maddox. Thank you, Perloff. I appreciate that.
Is it fair to the Lakers and Bucks that there is no home court advantage for these two teams, considering what they did during the regular season? There was no way to give them something for what they did during the regular season.
No, it's not fair. But life's not fair. I mean, it's the way it goes in the current climate. And, you know, there were all these suggestions. You read about some of them. There were even more from the people I've talked to about finding ways to, give teams that had home court advantage, whether it's an extra possession or, you know, little things like that. But what you heard Adam Silver say last night lines up with some of the stuff I've been writing for the last couple of weeks. The NBA badly wants to protect the integrity of the playoffs. And Michael Jordan said this to Adam Silver, and Adam Silver has believed this all along. You don't want to screw around with gimmicky stuff once you get to the playoffs, because that threatens the credibility of the champion. So if you want to find, I don't even know if this is possible, but if you want to find a way of shipping the Laker floor to Orlando and playing games on it, great. Like, do that. But that is as far as it goes when it comes to giving them an advantage.
I don't know if it's the floor as much as it is the fans that you need to ship to give these teams their home court advantage. How about you just send Jack Nicholson and a fan to be named later?
I mean, I'm all for sending, like, the super fan of every team down there. Like, Clipper Darryl, you know, in the stands can, I mean, imagine how his voice would echo in an empty arena. Like, send somebody, you know, for each team. But this is just, I mean, you know this, Ben. This is just the way it goes. Like, you know, this is the best of a bad situation. There's no way to fix it or to make it any more palatable. So teams are going to have to deal with the consequences.
Talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, senior NBA writer. How is the NBA going to issue press credentials? How do people get in to cover? And do we have broadcast teams who are going to be able to cover this?
You know, I know for a fact it's still being negotiated right now as far as what kind of press access there's going to be. I mean, I would imagine that if you want to cover the playoffs in its entirety, you've got to put yourself in that bubble, and you have got to agree to effectively quarantine yourself for 3 months. And that's, you know, difficult for a lot of people to do. I mean, maybe not so much for me. I have no life whatsoever. But, you know, for a lot of people, you know, you have families, you have reasons to be in and out of there. So I think that is going to be a challenge. There's a lot of interest from a print media perspective in being part of covering it, but the NBA is understandably leery about letting people come in and out. The question of broadcasting, I don't know if that's been fully resolved yet, but people I've talked to have been under the impression that many of these broadcasts will take place remotely, whether it's from Bristol or, you know, Atlanta for Turner. I think that certainly is a fluid situation right now, but you know, over the last couple of weeks, that was what I was hearing when it came to how games would be broadcast during all this.
Yeah, I think it'll be via remote for the national broadcast and even local broadcast. The NBA season, if there's a Game 7, would end on that Monday night in mid-October. And then there's a quick turnaround, and the commissioner talking about starting the 2021 season on December 1st. Seems aggressive. Why start December 1st with games? Why not wait till Christmas?
Well, starting December 1st is all about finishing, like, end of June. You know, it's all about trying to recalibrate the schedule in one season. Like, as of now, they don't want to play into next summer. So if you start December 1st, you might have to sandwich some games closer, you know, do some things you don't necessarily want to do with spacing, but you can get back on a regular calendar. I think it's a mistake, and I think it's one that, as you saw, Michelle Roberts has already commented on this. Like, you're going to have a union problem with negotiating that type of quick turnaround. But I think the NBA has got an opportunity here, Dan, to start the season on Christmas when most people start caring about basketball anyway, so yeah. Use that as your launching point, and then play into the summer on a regular schedule. Try to get some valuable data to see if summer basketball actually works, if the ratings go up, if getting away from the NFL actually makes some sense. If it doesn't and your ratings plummet for 1 year, okay, end of August, which is when a December start would probably put you, you can find a way to get back on track in the 2021-2022 season. But right now, I think this is a golden opportunity for the league to do what a lot of people internally already want to do and something they can chalk up to the pandemic. And that doesn't even include the fact that it's good business to push even further down the line to get fans potentially back in the stands for next season.
Who's your prediction?
Well, I started this whole year saying the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs, or at least would be more likely than not to not make the playoffs. So I'm going to take the Lakers to win the whole thing. Let's just do a complete 180. But I'll tell you, Dan, I am going to go on the limb, and I'm going to say Lakers-Sixers in the finals.
Okay. You're not picking your Celtics, huh?
I look at the Celtics, and I look at the Bucks. And I look at how reliant they are on the three-point shot. Like, that to me is a big variable in all this. Like, how are these guys, what kind of skills are these guys going to have when this game comes back? Like, the Bucks, Giannis doesn't shoot threes, but everybody else does. Like, that's a five-out team. Like, they want everybody else but Giannis behind the three-point line launching. And if you're missing a lot, and that leads to, like, what do the Sixers do well? They force misses, and they play up and down in transition. They don't shoot threes. They don't even shoot long twos well, but they get up and down in transition and create opportunities, and that's why I think Philadelphia, if Simmons is well and they're acting together, I think they could have a bigger run.
Did you care about this CBS poll about the greatest shooters of all time?
I mean, not really. It's obviously subjective, so I mean, I don't even know who's on the list at this point.
Well, it was... let's see. Klay Thompson. Steph was number one. Klay Thompson, I think, was two. Bird was in there. Reggie Miller in there. Ray Allen was in there. And probably Kevin Durant was in there.
It's like types of shooters, though, right? Like, you know, Steph Curry, like, greatest off-the-dribble three-point shooter I've ever seen. Ray Allen, maybe the best standalone three-point shooter I've ever seen. What Reggie could do, like, in clutch moments and you know, the best of both worlds in that way. It's just, you almost have to, you know, break it down to silos and say, here's the best, this type of three-point shooter.
Yeah, I know it's meant to have us get riled up and argue, and nobody's arguing with Steph Curry. Klay Thompson might be a little recency biased. He's a wonderful shooter. How did everybody miss on Klay Thompson when he was at Washington State?
It's a good question. I don't think they saw him as being, like, he was a very good defender, a very good three-point shooter, but I think back to what was going on back then, I think they saw him more as one-dimensional. I don't think they saw him being and becoming the complete player that he was. I mean, he was still a lottery pick. Like, he was still a well-regarded player, but I don't think they saw the diversity of the skills that Clay Thompson has shown in his time as a pro.
Yeah, I remember Mark Jackson, the former Golden State head coach, we had a private conversation, and this is when they were thinking about Kevin Love for Clay Thompson straight up.
Yeah.
And I said, man, that gives you a whole different look. You know, he can shoot threes, he can rebound. He goes, Clay Thompson is the best two-way guard in the NBA. And I went, really? He goes, in my opinion, he goes, we would never even consider that trade.
Yeah, they really didn't either on Golden State's side. That, I mean, it's been documented well over the years, but they didn't really give that more than enough thought. Clay, I mean, again, you see guys be great defensive players in college. I don't think anyone saw Clay becoming the stopper that he became in the pros. But we can, like, there's so many, like, almost. How about Kevin Love for O.J. Mayo happening? Like, that to me stands one of the most lopsided deals in draft history.
Yep. I was right there. Paulie and I were arguing, and I said, Kevin Love ceiling 15-8. You know, O.J. Mayo might be a guy who can get you 20, 25. You know, play some defense, and that didn't go well.
I hate to say it, Dan, but I was kind of having the same argument you were at the time, like more towards Mayo. You have to remember, too, that Kevin Love back then was like doughy. Like, he just didn't look like he didn't have an NBA body. And there were people at the time that, you know, I had one team, like, expressed to me they thought Kevin Love might have an eating disorder. Like, that he'd never be able to develop the kind of body that he has developed that made him a great NBA player. So credit to Kevin Love for turning his entire physique around in the NBA.
And O.J. Mayo averaged 19 his rookie year. He was first team all rookie. But yeah. Kevin Love improved himself. He got better. You know, the fact that he put in a 30-30 night. Man.
You just never know, Dan, like what you can tell. Like, it's so hard to tell work ethics on 18-year-olds, right? Like, you can see them doing stuff, you know, in high school and in college. You can talk to their coaches, but until you get them in the gym for like year one, you don't know what their dedication is going to be. And that's one of the most difficult parts of scouting players. You can see the talent and try to project out the talent, but did you know that Kevin Love was going to become this workaholic that would, you know, turn his body into one of the better NBA physiques and turn himself into one of the better front court 3-point shooters? I mean, he put the time in, and you can't really project that when a guy's that young.
Thank you, Chris. Enjoy the weekend. We appreciate your time as always.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated NBA senior writer. No other show in America is talking about O.J. Mayo today, but this one. We'll take a break. Play of the Day is up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
McLovin, what's poll question we're going with?
Let me just first state that I was excited about Mannix picking the Sixers. Then I had the guys in the back pull Mannix prediction record on the show.
Ooh.
I'm putting a huge bet on the Milwaukee Bucks right now. No, I'm just kidding. What is the second-tier team that you think has the best chance, based on what you were saying earlier? Second-tier being out of the top five teams. The Celtics, the Rockets, the Thunder, Dallas Mavericks, or Sixers. Those are the teams like not in the top five of the standings.
I don't know if Dallas is good enough to make a consistent run, but I do think that They would be a tough out just because of Luka and Porzingis. The Rockets could either be really good or really bad. Oklahoma City is quietly played some pretty good basketball. That's one of the younger teams in the league, and they have Chris Paul. So you throw in his age, that's a young team. Celtics I like too. I know Mannix says, oh, you can't rely on the three. Well, all right, so the Sixers can't shoot the three. What if they need to shoot the three because, let's say, they're down by double digits? Are they a good enough shooting team to be able to come back? That would be my big concern. They get a lead, they play defense, okay, maybe. But those are fun teams on the outside there. Those are all interesting teams, but Philadelphia has the talent to make a longer run, and it's the Eastern Conference. Celtics would be able to do that as well. Houston and Dallas could be in a similar boat, maybe a tough out, but can they be consistent enough to make a run where you're going to win 16 games? Yeah, McLovin.
Maybe it'll be like the NCAA tournament where a team like Virginia, who only plays defense, like a defense team can win, like the Sixers are great defensive. Maybe that's the key that we're not talking about. I don't know what that means. Is there anyone's defense that you love? Do you have the defensive analytics right in your head?
I don't have my analytics yet, but I'll get them. Yes, boy.
Scoring-wise, the best defenses in the East are the Raptors and the Celtics. And in the West, it's the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Okay.
I like the Pacers. Healthy, Brogdon back. He was had some injury issues.
Yeah.
Sneaky team.
Yeah.
Don't get a they get no coverage.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I mentioned why did Klay Thompson, you know, kind of fly under the radar, and then I looked at some numbers here. Washington State played a very slow pace. His last year, he averaged they averaged 72 points a game. That was 65th in the nation. He averaged 21 a game for a team that scored only 72 points. But even if it's a slow pace, even if you have a guy getting 21 points a game, if I'm looking at a great shooter, one of the great shooters of all time, Ray Allen, when you saw him in college, you knew he was great. When you saw him in the pros, you knew he was great. Larry Bird, you knew he was great. Steve Nash, you didn't know because you didn't know if he was able to physically play in the NBA. Steve Kerr was a good shooter at Arizona. I'm just looking at the guys who are on this list. So Nash, who else is on that list of great shooters of all time?
Dirk is different.
Dirk we didn't know because he was coming over from Europe. And it didn't take long before we realized that he was, at that size, as good a shooter as we've ever seen.
How about J.J. Redick? Did you know that that would we knew he could shoot, that he'd be an effective NBA player?
I knew that he was a great shooter in college, but I got to see all of those games. J.J. Redick had as pure of a shot as I've ever seen in college basketball. Because when he made shots, there were times when the net didn't move. Rick Mount, who played at Purdue, is one of the great pure shooters I ever saw. But Rick Mount wasn't a good ABA player. J.J. Redick has made himself into, he's not a Hall of Famer, but this is a guy who's made the playoffs every single year, I believe, of his NBA career. Pretty storied career. John Smoltz will tell us, are we going to have baseball this year?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.